From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Charlie Clark. With just 2 weeks left in the legislative session, a joint committee of the Missouri House and Senate has begun work on a final version of the state budget to send to the governor. As KCUR's Brian Ellison reports, how much to spend on education is at the top of the agenda.
When the House passed its budget in March, it included the full amount required by the state's foundation funding formula for K-12 education. But the Senate version took $50 million of those dollars to spend on school busing, nursing homes, and other areas. Democratic Representative Deron McGee of Kansas City is on the committee. He supports the House's full funding plan.
We've got to work out those differences. I think our side will prevail because we fully funded it last year and it was in the governor's recommendations as well.
State law requires the General Assembly to complete its work on the 13 budget bills totaling $28 billion by the end of this week. I'm Brian Ellison.
The Columbia City Council is set to consider a $42.8 million bond issue to fund a rehabilitation of the McBain Water Treatment Plant. The Columbia Missourian reports that the plant can't reliably handle the 32 million gallons a day that it's supposed to. It also faces the increased demand that comes with a growing population. An ordinance to hold a special election on August 7th for the bond issue will be introduced at tonight's council meeting. The council will discuss the bond issue itself at a following meeting. A council memo estimates an 11% rate increase is necessary to service the debt from the bond issue. The last water bond issue was passed in 2008 for $39 million. A St. Louis circuit judge will allow two key prosecution witnesses to testify in Governor Eric Greitens' felony invasion of privacy trial. But as St. Louis Public Radio's Rachel Lippman reports, today's court hearing again laid bare some of the problems with the evidence.
Defense attorneys had wanted to punish Circuit Attorney Kim Gardner and her office by blocking the testimony of the woman at the center of the case and one of her confidants. Greitens is accused of taking a semi-nude photo without the woman's permission. The two had an affair in 2015. Judge Rex Burleson ruled that while the case reeks of problematic conduct by the circuit attorney, he would allow it to go forward. Gardner is accused of failing multiple times to turn over evidence that could possibly help Greitens. Prosecutors were again forced Monday to admit that they do not have the alleged photo. An expert who was supposed to help them show a photo had been taken will not be allowed to testify. Jury selection begins Thursday. Burleson will decide whether he or a jury will hear the case after the start of that process. I'm Rachel Lippman.
This coming Sunday is the deadline to get initiative petitions on the November 6th Missouri ballot. Several groups have submitted signatures for proposed measures on a minimum wage increase, limits on lobbyist gifts to lawmakers, and the legalization of medical marijuana. The Secretary of State's office still needs to check the number of signatures for each proposal, and then local election authorities must verify the signatures. I'm Charlie Clark, KBIA News, Columbia.